Also, I don't know if either of you heard, we've updated Movie Bluff.
Hmm.
Yes, it is no longer a cyclical game, it is now a buzz-in game.
Hmm.
So that way it's not sitting on one person going, come on, either you know it or you don't sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Where one person hosts, and they throw out any sort of concept, actor, actress, movie, TV show, and then people buzz in with their own personal buzzer. So we'll create buzzers during the commercial break, and then, like, Adam always does video game sounds, like he did Zelda's pop, one of them, and stuff like that. So start thinking about that.
I think that's when you sidestep, you hold Z, and sideways an A, and you sidestep.
Yeah, it's the hop.
Yep.
So it's just coming up with any really, really quick sound that is distinct from everyone else's.
I like that.
And then from there, you know, regardless of whether or not the answer is technically correct, the host then bounces with cast or movie to perpetuate the game. And then it's up to the other two involved to either call shenanigans on them, which is a separate buzzer noise.
Shenanigans.
Or they let it go and just keep going. And then for every time that you buzz in and give an answer, you get a point. And then, you know, if somebody calls shenanigans on you, they can take that point away from you, and it just kind of goes till the concept burns out.
Would it be agreeable for you if I threw this in your garbage?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I get either of you a drink?
I'm good with my Diet Coke.
Oh, it's a lot.
Can you?
We're really boring people.
Right around the corner here.
I love your place. This place is so cool.
Except for that stupid diagonal wall. I really do not enjoy it.
Which one?
This one right here.
Oh, sure.
Because that way I had this triangle of nothingness, and I hate that sink. I wish it were some, any other way.
Yeah.
Any other way would be agreeable, but that would be quite as well.
Well, I myself am moving again.
Stay in one place. Gee.
This time I will be for quite some time.
Oh.
Quite some time.
And you say that with an air of, there's a story behind this.
I bought a house.
Hey, look at that.
Boom.
Stop winning at life. We're getting sick of it. Here you go.
So
you and
your pumped.
Being married.
I know. Doing all my adult things.
Adult things. Well, I mean, the job jumping kind of grounded you as an adolescent still. Which was...
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like everything's going better there, other than the early-ass lunch.
Yeah, that's going very good. Things are on the up and up over there, so I cannot complain there.
I still get cold calls from Northwestern.
Oh, God.
And actually, when I posted my resume on Monster, it was all of those types of jobs that came a knocking first, like, you should do sales, you should sell life insurance. It's like, yeah, no, I've seen both sides of that, so
mm-hmm.
I'm good, thanks.
Pass on that, definitely. Yeah, wouldn't necessarily recommend it. It's very, very, there's a lot of jobs out there, and there's very few people that are really appropriate for the job, I think.
Well, I mean, sales is one of two things. It's, you definitely have to have the personality for it. And once you tap out your immediate market, which is just friends and family, then it gets really awful because it
right.
turns into cold calling, which is the worst.
Definitely. Yeah, that's what it turns into, and I got out because I felt my soul dying slowly, so it was time to go.
Yeah.
We'll never do sales again, it'll be too soon.
Agreed.
Ditto. Well, I mean, I do direct sales at this point, technically, because I thought about this
yeah.
for a little bit. It's like, well, technically, I'm in sales, but...
It's more customer service than anything.
Right. Yeah, it's more direct interaction rather than calling somebody. It's like, hey, do you want this? It's people coming to me for food. And
right.
Because Ryan Phillippe's dad,
mm-hmm.
of all people, was sitting in Jake O'Connor's right before I was supposed to have my interview or fill out paperwork, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And just from talking to me, he said, wow, yeah, you definitely were in marketing. You have the personality for it. It's like, wow, lots of occupational compliments coming my way. Really nice. And then he's like, you know what? If you're interested, and then he started to try to sell me on working for him, which is selling branded pens and such. So that was,
yeah.
It's like, oh, sales. Ha, no.
That sounds like a terrible market.
It does.
And he was talking about the luxuries of it. It was like, you work as many hours as you want. And
are we talking about, like, customized, like, the business? Like
yeah. Like,
you're going to business?
Like, go to a county fair and wander around the, you know, business booths.
Still,
what do you get?
Terrible.
You get magnets, you get pens, notepads with them on the heading or the footer or something. Which, even when I was at Frontier, I was designing shit like that, which I have a couple branded shirts.
Yeah, it still sounds terrible.
Yeah, no. And he said that I could do better than serving, and I've seen him at the bar multiple times since, and it's just like, yep, still doing well, thank you.
Yep.
Better than cold calling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about restaurants is people very rarely comparison shop restaurants.
Well, that's what Yelp is for at this point, though.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, if when you're working in a restaurant, if somebody walks in, they're probably going to buy something.
Yeah, it's other, unless they're one of those places, like, they don't have the menu mounted in a viewable area outside,
right,
where people can just go, oh, yeah, no.
No, right. But I think for the most part,
there's very little window shopping in terms of restaurants.
Yeah. In my experience,
commit.
there's a social...
I don't know.
Well, even then, I think in my experience, there's a bit of a social stigma against going to a restaurant, sitting down, looking at the menu, and saying, eh, nah. And then leaving again.
Yeah, by the time you're at the table, you have committed to the
yeah.
plan. But there's still the get to the host station, if
yeah.
there is one. And
right.
then the travel and seeing either the optimistic clientele or, like, the Perkins clientele.
So, how, like, 5 minutes from death?
Well, it's just the people who still wear trucker hats, where they have the mustache goatee thing, but they don't actually have a defined chin,
also,
so there's just, like, mass around it.
Solid.
Yeah.
It's once you see that, then it's like, I think I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah.
I have discovered through this last class that I do some of my best work sitting in a Perkins, because they will not bother me, give me free internet and an outlet, and endless coffee. Makes me feel like shit the next day, but I can get work done while I'm there.
If you go to the one in Bloomington, too, they sell beer and wine.
You mean...
But is it free refills?
Or Edina.
Edina, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not free refills on that. But
I need
it feels
endless...
really classy, because you can sit down in Perkins and go, yes, glass of your finest red, please.
Yeah, and then you realize you're still in a Perkins.
Right, and you know that they're going to be back and filling up a plastic wine glass with box wine, so...
Delicious.
Like, that's the first place where... It's that or the Cracker Barrel would be one of the two places that I expect to see one of those mason jar wine glass things.
Hell yeah. I'll drink booze out of a mason jar, I don't care.
Oh yeah, maybe not wine, but...
Not wine.
No, I've had some hooch out of a mason jar that was...
There's
crazy.
Two of my CSRs at work always drink out of mason jars, and not like the little ones, like giant ones.
Yeah.
They've always got, sometimes it's just water, and it does look like they're just drinking moonshine. Sometimes they put weird stuff in there. I don't even know what it is. I think one of the days it was chocolate milk.
I was going to guess chocolate milk.
That is a lot of chocolate milk.
Because I was like, okay, so they'd mask Bailey's as well as they could. What would it be? Chocolate milk.
There you go. Or I'm assuming it was iced tea, either that or it was bourbon. In which case, it's a quart of bourbon. Good on you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm working on a, speaking of bourbon, I'm developing what I call now mystery whiskey.
I don't like where this is going already. I'm kind of scared.
Could go somewhere wonderful or awful.
Yeah.
We've got the decanter.
Right.
And I fill it full of some sort of whiskey. This is how it started. I drank it about halfway down. And I really like the look of it when it's full. So I go out and I buy a bottle of whiskey.
Boo on you, depending on what you do to this.
No, this is, it's actually delicious. I've now mixed in 7 different whiskeys. And it's actually quite good.
It's very sharp, but smooth. It goes down quite smooth, but it has a very sharp taste in the mouth.
Okay, multiple questions on this. First, do you stick to, like, 1 year or general level whiskey, or do you splurge and mix in the Jameson 18 to see how that...
It kind of depends. I go on it by a case-by-case basis and kind of fly by the seat of my pants, so it started with Jim Beam.
Okay.
And,
so, the American mash style, got it.
Yep, started with Jim Beam, then put in some Maker's Mark, which is...
More of a bourbon whiskey, yep.
Increased the flavor a little bit.
Yeah, had more kick to it.
Then some Sailor Jerry found
so
its way.
Rum.
So, or not Sailor Jerry, what am I talking about? Not rum. God, what is that cheap Canadian whiskey?
Club? Yeah, Canadian Club.
Is something like that. Some cheap Canadian whiskey.
We'll say Club.
Black and Velvet.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that
I have a story about that.
It starts to escalate and go down. So if it starts to taste really terrible, I put in something good. If it starts to taste too good, I put something terrible in until I get this perfect mix. It's actually quite tasty.
Fair
mixes
enough.
Very well with ginger ale.
Well, like, I mean, whiskey does in general. Have you done two gingers yet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yep,
so.
Some of that's in there.
Oh.
Some of that's in there, and... what is the most recent one I put in was really nice. It was like a $50 bottle of whiskey.
Redbreast?
No, it has like an eagle on the front of it. It's like a tall, kind of silvery...
Oh, there are a couple of them that come to mind. I can't think of any of the names. I've seen them.
I kept the bottle because it was really cool. It's like laser etched on the outside, really. I forget. It's tasty, though.
So, Black Velvet. Great story about this. When I was working in Burnsville, whenever I had to pick up booze, I'd pick it up in Richfield since I was off 35W on my way home.
Mm-hmm.
There's this place that was actually by the house that I grew up in right after being born, because I actually lived, we'll say 30 blocks south of here, like right over by Lola's parents' house, actually. If you know that destination, John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so over there. And there's this liquor store. And so I pick up some booze, go back to my car, about to head home. And this woman, who has three bags, stops me and says, "I'm sorry, I can't carry all of this to my bus stop, which is a block over. Could you help me out?" And since I was actually heading for a podcast, I lied and said, "No, I couldn't. I'm heading out to Minnetonka. It's going that way." It's like, "Are you sure?" It's just, I gotta get over, blah, blah, blah. And she seemed Perkins-ish to throw a few things out there.
That category.
And so I was like, okay, you know, Minnesota Nice kicked in. I will help you. And so get her into the car, and immediately, like as soon as she closes the door, she starts complaining about how the liquor store that we go to had increased the price of Black Velvet by some very small percentage.
Like 30 cents.
I was going to say, so it's $8 now?
Yeah, something like that. It's been increased ever so slightly, and every time she'd go there, she'd be so prepared that she had exact whatever the price was, and today she couldn't do it because they changed the price. And that, so she had to settle for something lesser than Black Velvet.
Oh, God.
And so she kept saying Black Velvet, and I had no idea what
there's
it was.
There's something lesser than Black Velvet.
And that's the thing. I didn't even know Black Velvet during this conversation. I was just like, "Oh, Black Velvet?" She's like, "Yeah, whiskey." I was like, "Oh, whiskey. Oh. I like whiskey." And then I tried to contribute. You know, I drink Jameson from time to time. It's like, and she's like, "Wow." She couldn't process.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, the king's drink.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Your Majesty.
So, we pull around the corner. I'm trying to get her there, but there are so many stoplights over by Holy Angels and all, you know, that area, the hub. And so, I see the bus, and she points it out. It's like, oh, there it goes, as it's turning past the stop that she had advertised as the goal. And due to traffic lights, I could not make that turn. You know, it was a red turn light, but a green straight. So I turn Jason Statham on her and say, "We're going to get to that bus." So I floor it, go through the intersection, take the next left turn, and like we weave through a neighborhood and almost hit a couple dead ends in our effort to get to.
You didn't say children, but
No, I wish. That escalated the story. But we actually get ahead of the bus to get to the next stop. It's like, all right, we made it. And so we stop right at the bus stop, and I let her out, and the bus honks at me a couple times until the woman gets out of the car and she waves at me. She's like, oh, it's that lady. We got this.
Oh, it's her.
Yeah. And then I had to come home and find out what Black Velvet was.
It's not good.
And then I found out that Emily had brought over a bunch of booze from her house that she knew would never be consumed. One of the contributions, an airplane-sized bottle of Black Velvet.
Oh, delicious.
Does that come in glass?
No, that's plastic. Definitely plastic. I don't know how old it is.
Well, see, it needs to be in plastic so it's more durable for, you know, folks that are walking around with it in a brown bag. So if it gets banged that's around true. While they're sleeping on a bed...
I want to see if I can find it, actually. Because it's...
It's just fun being a going from whiskey to action hero. That was an entertaining moment.
Whiskey and action hero? That'd be...
I was,
Holy shit, it says imported on it.
Ooh.
Imported from Canada.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I didn't believe that.
There is some good Canadian whiskey, though. It's
oh.
And they stick rye in it.
Check the price.
Woo!
It's $1!
Too rich for my blood. Aged a whole 3 years.
3 years plus however long it's been in her basement.
The MGM next to, nearby where I live has an age your own whiskey kit. For $100, they give you a 175 unaged whiskey and an oak cask that you can pour it into and cork it and put it in your closet for as long as you want until it's aged.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
See, I'm doing that. I have a founder's
for this.
$100.
I have a founder's bottle of two gingers. From working for Kieran and real estate and Kieran and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from 2011 and it's signed and everything, and so I just put it in a container, like in a bottle bag, I guess you'd
mm-hmm.
call it, and just shoved it away, and there's this horrible temptation for me to drink it sometime, but at the same time, since I haven't opened it yet, it should still, you know, preserve.
Yeah.
And
no.
See how long I can age it before I given a temptation and see what old two gingers tastes like.
Probably pretty good.
I don't know if you know Eric Anderson. He went to Minnetonka. He was a year under us.
Long hair, glasses.
Oh yeah, and worked at Target.
Yes, got it.
I was hanging out with him a few weeks back at his apartment, and we were having some drinks, and he does not drink, so when he does, it's...
Hilarious.
Oh, super, like, sugary sweet kiddie booze.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's gut rot.
And so...
UV blue.
He was basically, yeah, UV blue and pink lemonade.
Oh!
Yeah, he's a monster.
Why?
But I was over there, and he was drinking cupcake wine, which...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that brand.
Yeah.
My wife drinks that.
Yeah, it's not good.
See, I thought you were going to say cupcake vodka, because I've
no,
seen that,
worse.
Too.
And he kept insisting that I take a sip. I'm like, no, that sounds terrible. He says, no, it's really good. It's sweet. I'm like, that's the problem. And so he finally says, all right, I tell you what. You take a sip of my wine, I'll take a sip of whatever you're drinking. As I say, he doesn't drink. I was drinking rye and bitters.
Ooh.
Like, all right.
Game on.
Took a sip of his. Tastes like diabetic children's piss, but it was unbelievably sweet.
IP liquid candy.
It's terrible. But the look on his face when he took a sip of mine, worth it.
Like, what was it, a glug? Like, was it a good...
No, it was a pretty small sip, but it burned all the way down.
Okay.
Burns so good.
It really does.
Ah! I was just going to text him.
God, it's still 91 out.
It's comfortable in here, though.
Yes, no.
Yeah,
fans
it
work.
Could definitely be. I was... bracing myself for work.
I was too. I was worried I was going to come in here and just be pitting out and terrible.
Yeah. That's what I got his, I got his first text about halfway through work and went, uh-oh.
Yeah, I did too. Dang it. Work. Man. Why'd you have to start shorts next week? Ugh.
You get shorts at work?
Yeah. Every day of the week.
Bastard.
Yep.
What do you do?
I answer the phone, basically.
Yeah.
I'm a glorified customer service person for Los Cardos, so.
Yeah.
People get mad, they call me.
Yeah, that's what I do
too.
I tell
them it's going to be okay, and then it's all better.
No, that doesn't work for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I can't actually say.
Oh, okay.
Because the stuff that we deal with, we don't talk about our job. But it's a similar sort of thing. It's a call center.
Okay.
I'm in a supervisor role, so the only ones that I talk to are the ones who are already furious.
Mm. I can understand the sequence, though. Hey. There's a lot of things I can't talk about into.
Yeah.
Various laws, HIPAA, whatnot.
Yeah, fucking HIPAA.
So I understand poor Charlotte is in a little bit of rough shape.
She is no more, actually.
Gone?
Yeah. Replacing very soon.
Ooh. Charlotte 2.0?
Yeah, a few upgrades.
Push
Jordan
the lemonade back.
Every time I eat, it's like flam, flam.
Yeah, I thought about getting food before the podcast.
No,
I was like, no, my throat's already shooting.
I
almost
wanted to get Chinese food,
but
it's
going to
be too hot in here.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than
eating
Chinese food in like 90 degree heat.
Yeah.
Terrible
that's
idea.
Bad.
Milk was a bad choice.
Or
so damn hot.
Especially for beer.
It's what case?
Listed on my resume?
Beer
stacking.
Beer, it's what's for breakfast.
Though it is one of those OCD things where I turn all the labels forward. I have to.
Too much time in retail.
Yeah, it really is. It's and that's the thing. It's I was looking, I was shopping for groceries today, and Emily was wandering around trying to find certain things. Like,
yes,
I know where it is because it's just
indeed
that sense of... It's where they say it will be. It's you can't like try to guess it out.
Extremely
so
good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Life is awesome.
Tell him the news.
Yeah, tell
me. I bought a house.
What?
Yup. Bought
a
house.
Yeah, he's winning at being an adult, which is
way to go, John.
I know.
Feel free to bring that
and
hammer in here.
It's huge. It is massive.
Really?
It's insane. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Didn't you like just
move into Burnsville,
yeah. Pretty much. And then we were
like,
hey, we're married. Let's buy a house. So
that's what married people do, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, more so, Sarah's like, let's make babies and buy a dog. And I'm like, let's get a house instead.
When I talked to Sarah, she was like, no, don't let John tell you that I'm forcing him into having babies.
Yeah, right, lies.
She's like, I don't want babies yet. I'm still cool. And it's just like,
she
you're going to be pregnant in like a year.
She wants
guaranteed.
But I made her promise me. She is now no longer allowed to pester me about making babies until she is at least 29 years old. When she turns 29, if we haven't had a baby at that point, she can start bugging me.
If you just kind of like,
but not until then.
How old is she now?
24.
She agreed to this?
5 years.
Hmm.
If I haven't made a baby at that point, she can start bothering me. But until then, she's got to put up with it.
Babies do sometimes just happen.
They do. And if it does, it does.
It's a thing that happens.
But...
is there another coast on your side, John, hanging out?
There should be a bunch. There's also one on the ground.
Gross. Ground coaster.
But I'm not moving far. I'm still in Burnsville. I'm just going to be like 10 minutes further north, just south of the river.
Oh, okay.
35?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, closer to the metro a little bit.
Okay.
So, that'd be good.
Awesome.
Still asshole drivers down there anyway.
True.
Pardon me.
I know.
Wait.
I'm probably one of them.
Ah.
As I do my 90-mile-an-hour commute. But...
Well...
Okay,
yeah.
So one thing I'm going to do, because I'm so stupid and I will forget to do this in 15 minutes already, we're going to do the pictures before the episode, and then optimistically through the episode. So, if you could pull your mic up as if you were kind of using it so that we can have them in the frame, but not...
Actually,
that's
just
perfect.
Keep
microphone.
Pictures and it's going to be a stop-motion episode.
I have an app for that, but at the same time, like, I had even contemplated at one point in time... using the webcam just to have video footage,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's a multi-camera.
That's only for Christmas parties.
I think so. Or multi... if I can figure out a multi-camera setup, then that would be nice too.
I feel like the stop motion would be good, if not for the fact that it would take a month to make one podcast.
True. And that's the thing. It's like, it already takes a couple days for me to edit this thing and post it.
That is to say, a month of 8-hour days.
If they would have taken this break,
I know.
They would surely have just fully...
Thank goodness.
You're welcome.
Oof-ta.
Okay, so we're going to do one nice leaning in posed one. Just so that we have something that we can use on the website.
So nice.
Yes, do that.
Maybe I should do what Lola and I did and just, like, have that weird hug.
Yeah.
No, they're already wearing stripes. They're close enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
We both work
and
in call
really
centers.
All I'm doing, I'm just taking
people
lots
who work
of
in call centers wear stripes.
So I can get as many expressions as I can to use with this, since we also need the bonus track one. There we go. We also have a good hidden one. And after taking... way too many. We're good.
78 pictures.
Sweet. Basically.
Remember what that kind of chocolate is called that Sarah likes so much that she ate when she was in France?
I have a box in my car, I think, that I held on to in case of emergencies. There's no chocolate in it, but like that way I know what it is. So if I need to earn some bonus points, I can be like, boom, know what I'm getting. Go in the store. Got this.
It's not, like, at most stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Let's see.
Because I've been seeking it. Isn't it, like,